2B.
Oh, open source program.
Request of Matt Smith to address council regarding declare support for Portland's Muslim community and censure Donald Trump.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you for giving me time to speak today. I wanted to ask the council to pass the resolution declaring support for Portland's Muslim community and censure Donald Trump. My understanding is last year this was a council agenda item, and election rules, state of Oregon election rules, did not allow the promotion or opposition of any candidate, so the resolution was passed without the president-elect's name in the text. So I wanted to explain why I supported the resolution then and why I think it's important to pass it now in the manner that it was originally intended last year. The resolution does two things. First, it declares support for our Muslim community. Since the election and since last year, December, there have been a number of hateful acts directed towards our Muslim community, and not just towards our Muslim community, towards other faiths as well. The president-elect has promoted to high levels in his administration people who are who've demonstrated intolerance themselves. The National Security Advisor has likened Islam to a cancer. The HUD secretary has stated publicly that he believes that the religion is incompatible with the Constitution. These are not views that I think exhibit the best values of our country. And secondly, the resolution asked the president-elect to acknowledge the divisive, hurtful rhetoric, hateful rhetoric, to acknowledge it, to apologize. It doesn't ask for an apology, but this is a goal of mine. He should acknowledge, apologize, and promise to refrain from a further divisive, hateful speech. One of the key ideas, I think, of this last century is that the Universal Declaration of Human Rights says that dignity and equal rights is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. So beyond creating a moral obligation, it's in our self-interest to uphold and promote the dignity and equality of our fellow citizens if we're interested in justice and peace in the world. So beyond just merely a lofty philosophical statement, it is in our security self-interest to promote dignity and equality. And I ask the council to pass a resolution with the president-elect's name in there, asking him to convey an understanding of the basic the way that human nature operates according to the United Nations Declaration of Human Rights, and to demonstrate an understanding and shared values with our community.
Thank you very much. I appreciate raising these issues. I just came back last night from the West Coast Mayor's Summit, and I think you're going to see a lot of cooperative effort among cities on the West Coast. Mayor Garcetti was there from LA, and Mayor Lee from San Francisco, and so on. And we actually did sign some joint letters to the new administration about housing and homelessness and about climate. And so I think you're going to see that kind of concerted action among West Coast cities that are tolerant, inclusive places as we are. So thank you. Appreciate you raising these issues. And it's nice, actually, I think it feels good for me. I think it feels good for everyone to know that we in Portland are not alone in having these values, but that we have a lot of solidarity and company with other communities on our side of the country.
And as you note, we did pass the resolution supporting our Muslim neighbors. I think we've all been thinking about what should we be doing here in Portland, Oregon, with regards to the things that are happening at the national level. One of the things that we're very concerned about is to make sure we do things with the community rather than for the community. And so we were hoping, and we still may be able to get something on the December 21st council session to make some kind of statement. We're also working with Mayor-elect Wheeler. Even if we do something on the 21st, we will want to do it again and be more inclusive early in the new year, and I know that Mayor-elect Wheeler is very concerned about that. One piece that I wanted to get on camera and make sure that people in the community are aware is that for people who are here under the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, that if you're already confirmed, now would be a very good time to apply for a continuation of that benefit. If folks haven't yet started the process, it's probably better to wait. So I wanted to make sure I could state that on camera. That also refers to our city employees, some of whom are working legally due to the DACA rules that the dear President Obama has put into place. So we definitely share your concern. Thank you very much for coming to raise it.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Okay.